What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas. As we move throughout the offseason, got a nice show for you today. Phil's connected to another star player. They were connected to Ketel Marte a little bit earlier in the week. Connected to another one. Who is it? We'll talk about it. Who could they be somebody I could potentially make sense for this team? So we'll get to that. And it is Cyber Monday. I want to go through just what comes to mind, the best deals for the Phillies that come to mind, you know, in recent memory or so to speak, in the last, like, you know, since 2000, somewhere around there. So we'll do that with Black Friday passing and now Cyber Monday today. And then we'll do Phillies on the Hall of Fame ballot. I want to break down, three or four of the Phillies that are on the Hall of Fame ballot another year for these guys on... potentially being able to get into Cooperstown. We'll dissect that for each player. I'll do one player today, and we'll wrap it up with a little bit of around Major League Baseball. All right, first things first. So, Phils were connected to Ketel Marte, and that would be a trade, right? And I told you why I think Ketel Marte would be a great fit for this team, but you would have to give up Andrew Painter in a deal, and I'm almost certain of that, and I'm not willing to do that. So I don't want Ketel Marte, but someone else that was thrown out there, and this was by, I believe, I just want to get it real quick. I believe it was by John Heyman, and John Heyman threw out there, yeah, John Heyman of the New York Post and MLB Network and all that stuff said that the Phillies are lurking in the market for Cody Bellinger. Now, the Yankees, who Bellinger was just with this year in 2025, the Yankees continue to be targeting Bellinger, and he is, you know, a big priority for him. The Yankees want him back, but there are a couple of other teams that Heyman mentioned that could be in the market for Cody Bellinger if he doesn't go back to New York. He mentioned the Phillies, and he also mentioned the Dodgers and the Angels. And the Dodgers seem like they're just always trying to get better no matter what, which is not a bad mindset to have, but just saying, it's like, my goodness. It's like, oh, yeah, Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger and whoever else. But, so, what do you think about the possibility of Cody Bellinger coming to Philadelphia? I'll say this, according to SpotTrack, market value has him at, you know, $30 million a year, 6 years, 182. And he'd probably get a lot of the stuff I've been reading is like 5 to 6 years between like $150, $175 million, things like that. And here's my thing. And Bellinger's had a really good last 3 years after coming off a couple of years with LA where he was the complete opposite of the player he was at the beginning there and, you know, winning the NL MVP award in 2019. And for a couple of years there, he wasn't very good. And then for last couple of years with the change of scenery in Chicago and then with the Yankees, I mean, the Yankees, he just had, you know, probably one of the best years of his career, definitely probably the best year since he left LA, 23 and 25, two of his best years here. And now Bellinger, he's gotten himself back into a market where he can make some good money. And He's 30 years old, going to turn 31 next year. And this is my thing, right? I originally was saying, okay, well, maybe they could trade for Taylor Ward. Not the case anymore because he's going to be with the Orioles. I'm definitely in on Cody Bellinger. If you give him a 30 years old, give him a 5-year deal, get him with some of his prime years here left. You know, ever since he left LA, he's become a pretty good player at this point. I don't see why he can't play. He's played all over the outfield the last couple of years. He can play first base. He can also obviously DH. I don't see why. Look, at the end of the day, there is no salary cap in baseball, just the luxury tax, right? Not, I hate using this term, but not my money. Not my money. Why not get Cody Bellinger? Yeah, I still want Alex Bregman. Why not get Cody Bellinger? To add Bregman and Bellinger. Now, I know John Middleton probably has a certain budget that he doesn't want to go past, I would assume. And probably in that case, I would probably rather go for Bregman, probably, but just because I think Bregman just had a more consistent track record, and I would take his consistent track record over Bellinger. But like Bellinger would make so much sense for this lineup. They need outfield help. He can play the outfield. And again, like I said, if you want to give Bryce off a few days, he can play first base or he can DH too. So I don't look, the numbers are there. Numbers are there. 26, the last 3 years, 26, 18, and 29 homers. And then, 881, 751, and 813 OPS. An average of around a 340 to 350 on base percentage. He's been a good player. He's been a good player since he has left LA. Been a good player. So I don't see why you can't be in on Cody Bellinger. I know that it's not. Yeah, I mean, I understand the money thing, but at the same time, no salary cap. Go spend stupid money. Dodgers do it. Why can't we? That's all I'll say. A couple other things, or one other thing, with Kyle Schwarber. Just an update on Kyle Schwarber. John Heyman has mentioned that the Orioles could also be a potential suitor, among other teams in the mix. But then also, Jeff Passan just posted on Threads within the last 24 hours and said that the Phillies remain the favorite on Kyle Schwarber, with Boston, Cincinnati, the Mets, and others in the mix. So Phillies remain the favorite. Nothing, no surprises here. Again, rumors will come out that certain teams are interested in certain players, and what is that? There's not a lot of merit to it sometimes just because it's talk and rumors, and it's not all super serious sometimes. So look, I'll take Passan's word here I'll take Heyman's word that the Orioles are interested, but I would bet that the Phillies remain the favorite, like Jeff Passan mentions. Okay, best deals that come to mind for you, with it being Cyber Monday, like I mentioned, with Black Friday happening a couple of days ago. I'm not talking about like trades. I'm talking about like contracts. So a couple that come to mind for me, let's get these obvious ones out of the way, right? Zach, I think there's no doubt that to this point, I'm pretty sure there is no doubt that Zach Wheeler's contract that he signed in December of 2019, the 5-year, $120 million deal, that deal is the best deal, that one of the best deals really in like Philadelphia sports, like maybe ever. It was 5 years, 118. I just wanted to double check and get the right number on it. 5 years, 118. For what Zach Wheeler was able to do in that time period, and I've talked about this like a million times on the show and in other places, like what Zach Wheeler was able to do from the length of that contract from 2020 to 2024. Again, one of the best pitchers in baseball, finished second in Cy Young voting twice. There was an argument that he could have won both of those Cy Young awards. There's an argument, probably more for the first one where Corbin Burns won that in 2021, but there's an argument that he could have, it was close to Sale. Like I would have probably taken Sale too, but he was close to Sale in 2024. And he's just put up these consistent numbers year in and year out. To this point with the Phils, he's got a 2.91 ERA and 157 starts, almost 1,000 innings. He minus the injuries that he had in 22, and then, getting thoracic outlet syndrome this year. I mean, he's been a 200-inning guy. He's been a horse, and of course, also what he's done in the playoffs. He's been, and unfortunately, did not pitch in the playoffs this year. But what he has done with the Phillies in 22, 23, and 24. I mean, some like historic type of numbers, right? So to me, like, there's no doubt. And we can discuss the Bryce contract still, but I know it probably doesn't look as sexy right now. I mean, Wheeler is like probably the number one contract that comes to mind. The bang for your buck that you get out of 5 years, 118. Not many pitchers better, man. We could talk about Cole. We could talk about Burns. We can talk about whomever. And out Skeens and Scooble. But I'm talking about like the entirety of Wheeler's contract. I mean, it's tough to argue that he has not been, you know, a top three pitcher in baseball. I think that's inarguable to say, you know, for the first half of this decade, you know, for the most part, that he has been, you know, a top 2 to 3 pitcher in baseball. You might be able to make the argument that he's been the best pitcher in baseball, you know, minus some of these injuries. So Zach Wheeler, that 5 year, $118 million deal that he signed in December of 2019. And it's funny, like, I remember when Klentak gave him that deal, I was just like, okay, like, Wheeler was, you know, showed some potential with New York in the late 2010s. And then pretty sure he got Tommy John surgery somewhere in there. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know. I was like, 5 years, 118 for this guy. He was what, like 29 years old at the time. I was like, this is just what are we seeing? I don't know. This is a very like Phillies deal under Matt Klentak type of thing. It's like, you know, come up 2019 where they were mediocre when they should have been better after signing Bryce and getting JT and getting Segura and all, and, you know, David Robertson and all these guys, you know, it felt like a very Phillies deal. But, and then it's turned into, I mean, that deal that Klentak made, it's turned into, you know, one of the best ever. It's funny. One of the worst GMs in the history of Philadelphia makes one of the best deals ever. And hey, he'll never get talked about because, you know, we don't like Matt Klentak, and I totally get why. So, I mean, like, he deserves that criticism. But Wheeler, definitely. Also other ones like Harper in 2019, obviously. Like, here's my thing. And I know we've been bleh a little bit on Bryce Harper the last like year or so, and rightfully so. He had a year this year. He was still good, but he wasn't like great. And I don't know, man. Like, you know, it was just an odd year with Bryce. It didn't feel like the same Bryce that we've gotten in the past as far as like the energy and the passion. It just seemed like a different Bryce, right? But at the same time, all that being said, you look at what Bryce has done for this organization, you know, whether it's on the field, off the field, you know, putting butts in the seats, everything like that since he's gotten to Philadelphia. I know 13 years, $330 million, a lot of money. But I think that, you know, what he's done in the playoffs, even though it's, again, I know it maybe it wasn't the same this year, but at the end of the day, look, what he did in 2022 in that run was incredible. I still think, to this point right now, now we'll see what happens over the entirety of the contract, but, you know, wins an MVP in 2021, NLCS MVP in 2022. It has one of the best moments in Philadelphia sports history with Bedlam at the Bank. You know, for the most part since he's been here, like, just averaging out his numbers since 2019, you would say they're elite numbers. I would say he's with the Phils, he's got, he is a 145 OPS plus since he's been here. So, I mean, that's elite. So, I mean, Harper's been an elite player since he has gotten here. And I know maybe this year just felt a little different, but you have to put Bryce in like the best deals in the last 25 years as far as Phillies go. So there's that one. And then all of these, it's funny, all of these that I'm mentioning, I'm going to mention like a couple others here, are all like current ones and they're all recent. But Christopher Sanchez, I don't know, again, and just to this point, but the money that you got, the deal that you got with Christopher Sanchez, giving him that extension last year, is a steal. I mean, 4 years, $22.5 million. And what he has given you over the last 2 years, being, he's turned himself into, you know, one of the best pitchers in the National League. And there's an argument you want to talk about him being the best, one of the best pitchers in baseball. You can do that too. I mean, he has performed. I mean, did this year in the playoffs too. And I don't see how he can't be, how he's not, like, how that, I mean, it's insane to, like, look back at that deal and be like, wow, they got him 4 years, $22.5 million until, what, 20, it's club option in 29 and 30. But for a couple of more years, it's just, and then he'll be unrestricted free agent in 2031. So, I mean, unbelievable. It's to what Christopher Sanchez has turned into. It's been unbelievable. And yeah, so Christopher Sanchez, just, yeah, that contract, something, man. And what other, I'm curious, what do you think about, one more before I move on to Philly's Hall of Fame stuff. Do you think Kyle Schwarber's deal from 2022 until this year, I think you gotta say that Schwarber 4 years, what, 4 years, $22.5 million. What was that for 22? I'm just thinking about Sanchez. 4 years, $79 million. For what you got out of Kyle Schwarber, I think that's a pretty good deal, right? For 4 years, $79 million. He leads the National League in home runs twice. And then he hits the other years, he hits 47 and 38 home runs. I mean, has 100 walks three times. Leads the National League in walks in 2024. You know, finishes second in MVP voting this year. He got MVP votes in every single year that he's been here. And, you know, he's been one of the faces of the franchise, and he's been a fan favorite. Like, he's given Kyle Schwarber his leadership, he's given you everything. I think that 4 years, $79 million, and I know part of it's probably, you know, because he's a DH, and maybe we don't look at it that much as well. And when he was in the field, he was horrible out in left field. So, like, I get that part. But I still think, for everything that he's given you, being a fan favorite, the numbers he's put up, all of that, like leadership in the clubhouse, I do think that stuff's important. And so I will say Kyle Schwarber, I think his 4 year, $79 million contract was a really good deal. One of the best deals. So you can tell me at @Rojas_media_ on Twitter. Let me know what you think about Kyle Schwarber's contract too. But any deals that I'm not mentioning here, we can go back farther. But like these four contracts that I'm mentioning here, you know, have been current ones or recent, have been some of the best in recent memory. All right, Philly's in the Hall of Fame ballot. Cole Hamels is making his debut on the ballot this year. And I'll be honest with you, man. I think he might stay on the ballot. He's definitely like not going to get in the Hall of Fame this year or anything like that. I don't think Cole's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he is. I said I was going to go back and, you know, really like kind of study his career. My issue is that, I mean, look, he has... one time he finished top five in Cy Young voting. He has like four top 10 finishes, one all-star appearance. And I know that, you know, four. I apologize. I don't know why I read one. Four all-star appearances, never led the NL or majors in anything besides led the National League in WHIP in 2008, you know, and I get it. He won the World Series, World Series champ in 08, won NLCS MVP and World Series MVP. Those are amazing, amazing. Like, he had an awesome career. I just don't think his career equals Hall of Fame. It equals Philly's Wall of Fame, but it does not equal Hall of Fame. And if you want to like dive deeper in metrics, like wins above replacement, his 7 year peak WAR, which takes your seven best years according to WAR, and accumulates that, like that's about 12 points off the average starting pitcher that's in the Hall of Fame. Their 7 year peak WAR is about 13 points off career WAR of other starting pitchers. Like all that stuff, jaws, WAR, all that Hall of Fame, all the Hall of Fame metrics and numbers. Like Hamels is a bit far from it, not too far, but a bit far from it. and he doesn't have any Cy Youngs. To me, you never looked at a year where it was like, oh my God, he was a top three pitcher in baseball. I think he was consistently for the entirety of his career, which was, you know, he had a long career, 15 years. For most of the entirety of his career, you could probably say he was like a top 10 pitcher in baseball. From like 07, you would say, from like 07 till about like 2015, 2016 with Texas, he was a top 10 pitcher in baseball. But to me, that's Hall of Very Good, and that is not Hall of Fame. That's Philly's Wall of Fame, and he will ever be a legend in this town, but I don't think that equals Hall of Fame. I think even somebody, and we'll get to, you know, maybe his case this year, if you talk, heard me talk about Jimmy Rollins, I don't think Jimmy Rollins is a Hall of Famer. I think Rollins is more of a case than Hamels. So I just don't think Hamels really has a case, but Hamels had an awesome career. So I'm going to do three or four others of former Phillies that were on the ballot, and we'll do it the next couple of months before the inductions in late January. So Cole Hamels, that is my opinion, but you can tell me what you think of Cole Hamels potentially going into Hall of Fame. All right, around Major League Baseball, real quick, just one thing. There's not too much happening, not a lot of deals happening throughout Hot Stove so far, but Ryan Helsley agreed to a two-year deal with the Orioles. I'm interested to see how that goes. I mean, Helsley was one of the best closers in baseball with the Cardinals for a couple of years before this year, and then he got traded to the Mets from the Cards mid-season in 2025, and he was horrendous. He was absolutely horrible. So went from, I think, a 3 ERA with St. Louis to a 7.20 ERA with the Mets in 22 appearances. No saves. I know technically Edwin Diaz is our closer there, but still, Helsley was not very good with the Mets. He was horrible. He was horrendous. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen when he goes to the Orioles. Okay, that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Anything that you want to talk about from the show, you can always tweet me at Rojas_media_. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Enjoy the rest of your day.